Once a brother was with us in the group of Umrah. Then he asked me, "Are you Muhammad al-Durra?" I wanted to tell you my name. So the purpose of inshallah ta'ala, I will give you the reason. I said, "Yes." Then he said, "Subhanallah, I was talking to my family to make sure if you're Muhammad al-Durra or not. About 2 years ago, after Salat al-Isha, after Salat al-Jum'ah, one of the young brothers came to me. He was about 25 years old. And he said, Sheikh, can you give me half an hour after Salah? So I want to talk to you about something. He said, inshallah ta'ala. After we finished the Salah, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested me with the dunya. Whatever I deal with from the business, I feel that so much of income and barakah in my life when it comes to dunya. But I don't pray. I don't know even how to pray. My family, Muslim family, when I was driving around in the city, and he came from another city, he said something led me to the masjid. I listened to the khutbah and I felt that it was a message for me. We start talking about different things, and he said, inshallah ta'ala, I will try my best to make some changes in my life. There is any way to go for Hajj this year? And it's during COVID, that the new laws made it hard for all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. So after that, I was in contact with him. He changed his number, and I thought that, khalas, I don't know how to reach this brother. Then the brother in Medina, he said, I am Abdul Aziz's brother. And since he came to you that Friday, a lot of things changed in his life. He started praying, and he became a different person. And this week, the beginning of Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala, he's going to do Umrah. He said, subhanallah, I remember the moment when Sheikh Salah Sultan, fakkallahu asrah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, free him and all of the brothers who are suffering. Sheikh Salah said, I was giving a khatira, a lecture in the masjid, and I recognized a new face coming to the halaqa. After we finished, he came to me and he said, Sheikh, can you give me 30 minutes from your time? Brothers and sisters, 30 minutes, 15 minutes, maybe it's hard for us to give it to somebody, especially if we don't know him. But you don't know what is the result of this, time. He said, I have an appointment, but inshallah ta'ala, we can squeeze it. Then he said, at least 10 or 15 minutes. After they finished the lecture, this person sat with the Sheikh for about 10 minutes, was telling him, Ya Sheikh, I have so much of problems in my life. I am disconnected from the Quran, from the Sunnah, from the Masjid, from the Salah, from all of the goodness. And even, whatever you think from the haram, I went through it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Sheikh, there is any chance for me to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then with the wisdom and the knowledge of Sheikh, he said, subhanallah, وَمَنْ يَحُولُ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ التَّوْبَةِ As Rasulullah s.a.w. mentioned in the hadith of the one who killed 99 people. Who can stop you from tawbah? Go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with full of sincerity and Allah will accept you inshallah. He said, let's say the words of tawbah. تُبْنَا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَجَعْنَا إِلَيْهِ May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all. So after they finish, this young man starts crying. As if he, comes to the new life. He gave the number to Sheikh and he gets his number. Then they left. Subhanallah. After Salat al-Isha, everybody left the masjid. And the Sheikh received about 1 hour after that a call from the hospital. They said, we found your number with this brother. He got an accident, a car accident. Now he is in the hospital. The Sheikh, ran to the masjid, to the hospital, and he found that this brother was at the last moment of his life. And he said, قل لا إله إلا الله. Say لا إله إلا الله. And he said it, subhanAllah العظيم, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله, and passed away. 20 or 10 minutes from the life of, from the time of the Shaykh, saved this brother. And he is in Mizan Hasanat, inshaAllah ta'ala. So there are moments in our lives we need to look for each other. We need to show each other the love and respect, subhanAllah. If I ask you a question, as a guest from Mesquite, who is here praying for about 1 year? Just raise your hand, please. May Allah accept from all of us. If I ask you, do you know the name of the brothers right and left to you? It's a serious. Say salam to the brother and ask him about his name. Ask you each other. Wallah, it's guys, yani, I know Sheikh Nadim yani is knowing. Subhanallah. Khalas. For a Muslim community to prepare ourselves for Ramadan, to prepare our food and our decorations, we should not neglect our hearts. The souls of the believers, like the soldiers, as Rasulullah ﷺ said, Al-arwahu junudun mujannada. It's not good for any Muslim community to pray next to each other every day. And I don't know even what is the name of my brother. And sometimes we hear the brother who was praying with us already passed away. And his name is so-and-so. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of our brothers and sisters. Many of us will start saying, what is the picture of this brother? How he looks? You know, trying to remember the face of this brother. So it's good to know each other. Sometimes a brother may go through so much of problems and difficulties. And we know, all of us, that person, we have problems maybe in our homes, with our kids, with our families, in our jobs. So sometimes a word from someone could be so much of relief for this brother. So ask for each other. Assalamu alaikum, do you need anything? Wallahi subhanallah. And I would like to end with this. I don't want to make it too long. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was talking to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and he said, I will give you a special dua. Whoever says this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept him. And then a person entered the masjid, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was busy with this brother, with this Sahabi, and he did not tell the Sahaba about this dua. After they finished, Rasulullah ﷺ left, and one of the Sahaba ran behind Rasulullah ﷺ to learn the hadith, this dua. After years, in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu arda, Uthman was in the masjid of Rasulullah ﷺ radiallahu anhu arda, and he was looking. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas passed by, and he said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, ya Uthman. Uthman did not answer. And he was looking at Sa'd. And you know, one of the right of the Muslims to say salam and to answer. So Uthman, Sa'd was upset. And he went to Umar and he said, what happened? What is the changes in our deen? I said salam to Uthman radiallahu anh. And he was looking at me. And he did not even say wa alaykum salam. Umar called Uthman radiallahu anh. And look at the wisdom of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu and fiqh. Anything could break the relationship between the brothers and sisters. We have to try to fix it. Even, you know, either in the homes or in the general relationship between us. So Uthman came to Umar radiallahu anhu. What happened? Your brother said, Assalamu alaikum, and they were looking at him, and you did not even say, Wa alaikum assalam. He said, Wallahi, I did not hear him. And Sa'd said, Wallahi, you were looking at me. Then he said, Subhanallah, when I was in the masjid, I was thinking about the dua Rasulullah ﷺ told us that he will teach us, and we did not learn it. He did not tell us about the dua. Sa'd radiallahu anhu said, I was with you guys when Rasulullah ﷺ left going back home. I tried to follow him, and before he entered the house, I, you know, stepped hard on the ground, so he heard me. What happened, Ya Aba Ishaq, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, said, Ya Rasulullah, you said you will teach us a dua, and I want you to tell me about this. And he said, this dua is the dua of Yunus alayhi salam. Aisha, the dua. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين قولوا لا إله إلا الله الله يا إخوة. This dua, if we say it with full of sincerity, we will see surprises. One day, myself, I had a problem and I gave up from the sources of the dunya. Wallahi, I said to myself, there is no way for this problem to be solved by the hand or through the people. Something should come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first day, the second day, the third day, I came before Salat al-Fajr to the masjid. And I was praying in my sujood. Wallahi, I tasted the sweetness of this dua. La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I told you, 3 days, I gave up from any way to solve this problem except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma ashraqat ash-shams, the sunrise did not go up until my problem was fixed. Hadha dua jameel, it's beautiful dua. So we should not give up. We try our best to fix our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshaAllah ta'ala, what we see now for our brothers and sisters in Palestine, inshaAllah ta'ala, soon it will be relieved, inshaAllah. اللهم فرج همهم يا رب العالمين اللهم يسر أمورهم يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم إنا نسألك بأسمائك الحسنى وصفاتك العلى أن تفرج عليهم إنك ولي ذلك والقادر عليه وحسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يئوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.